You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me what's going on at your house.
Well, we're in a bit of a dilemma as far as screen time goes. Mostly with my son, Reed, who's the older kid. And he's into the, you know, YouTube videos. And he's got a little Nintendo Switch and all that. So with not much going on right now, you can't really leave the house. There's only so much playtime outside, I guess. He's been hitting the Switch pretty hard, Dom, but I'm starting to notice a few personality changes. He gets upset really easily now, kind of throws some fits, and it's just kind of since he's been playing these video games a little bit more. So I felt really bad doing this, but I actually went onto the App Store, found the Nintendo app, and I downloaded it, and you can set screen time limits for the Switches, and it gives him a little countdown that pops up on the screen while he's playing. He's like, "Oh, you know, 20 minutes left." And then a little timer goes off on it, and it sends me an alert on my phone when the time limit for the day has been reached, and you got to say, "Time to shut it off, buddy." And there were tears, Dom. There were a lot of tears when I told him I was going to do this. You know, "Please don't do this. This is my fun right now." And I'm like, "Yeah, but there still is other things you could be doing. You know, he's still into Legos and bugs and reading." I'm like, "You need to start doing some more of that stuff versus the screen time." But it's hard, Dom, too, because it's like, you know, their friendships have kind of been snatched away. School's been taken from them. And this is like the one thing that's really bringing him a lot of joy right now. So do you take that away from them? They've been hit pretty hard, these kids, right now. What?
Yeah, you take it away.
You take it away.
Absolutely. You know, I want to go back for 1 second, though. You mentioned something interesting I'd never thought about before, about how this could, how all kids could fall into the same category. You mentioned that just since he's become addicted to his video game, you've noticed that he gets upset and he gets angry about it.
There's definitely been some personality changes.
Isn't that interesting? Because I think back to Dominic when he was Reed's age, when he was about 8 or 9, I remember noticing how angry he got, and he would lose his temper where he never had before, but it was because of the video. He was playing Nintendo, and he was going through all the Nintendo games, just like you did, and would become such an angry child. And I stepped in. I was like, "You are done with video games. You don't get to play this for the next, you know, couple of days, because you're just becoming a little monster over it." And he grew out of the phase, but it was all around video games. That's interesting that Reed is walking that same path.
And heck, man, I get it. I mean, before we had kids, I liked to play video games. I'd get online with buddies and stuff, and we'd play Call of Duty or Halo and all that. And I would notice changes in myself. If something didn't go right in the game, I'd get mad. I mean, you see stories where people throw their controllers at the TV and stuff because they get so angry. So this is a thing. And I'm like, we got to put the reins on it a little bit and reel them back in and limit the time.
That's what I want to know. What have you limited the time to?
So here's where it's kind of backfired a little bit. So I started yesterday with 4 hours. You get 4 hours for the entire day from the moment you wake up, and he wakes up at like 6 a.m. to when we try to get to bed by 9 o'clock at night. You got 4 hours. So he reached his 4 hours right about noon yesterday, right when I was getting home. And then he gets messages on his, he's got like a kid's Facebook Messenger thing from a couple school friends of his that say, "Hey, let's get on and play Minecraft. Let's play some games." So he starts giving me the puppy dog eyes, and then I start thinking, well, this is the only time he's going to get to interact with some of his friends from school that he can't see. They can get online, play the game, talk. So I go on and I add 30 minutes to the time limit for the day. That goes by. Next thing I know, he's out front. His little buddy that lives across the street has a Switch. He comes over. He says, "Let's sit on the front porch. Let's play some Minecraft together." I'm like, what do I do? So I added another 45 minutes so they could hang outside and play together and have a little interaction. So by the end of the day yesterday, the 4 hours had turned into 5 hours and 25 minutes, which is a lot. It's a lot of screen time. But I blame myself. because I added that extra hour and 25 minutes.
Well, isn't there a way that he can? By the way, the phones will be wide open for this. If you want to comment and tell us what limit you had to set in your house, we would love to know. 303-691-1MIX. You should call us right now. Don't wait. 691-1649. Isn't it possible, though, that, I mean, you said he used up his 4 hours before noon. So in the first 6 hours that he was awake, 2/3 of that was spent playing the game.
Right.
Could this maybe teach him
time management skills?
Time management, and also, what's the term for that? The delayed satisfaction.
Yeah, the delayed gratification type thing.
Yeah. That.
I tried to explain it to him. I was like, you have this amount of time and you need to practice and learn how to spread this time throughout the day, because once it's gone, it's gone. I gave him that lecture, Dom, as soon as I did this. And then here I am going, oh, God, I feel bad. He doesn't get to see his friends. This is the only way he can interact right now with his buddies. And he's already at his limit. What do you do? Do you say, nope, you can't play with your friends? Where he's craving the social interaction.
Hmm. Well, can't he and his friends go get on their bike and just ride around the neighborhood?
No, because the friends live in different neighborhoods. I'm talking like school friends.
You said there's one that lives
across the street. Well, one across the street, but a lot of them are his school friends that he hasn't seen since school was let out in February or whatever it was. So it's like, well, then that's the only way he can really connect with his buddies from school.
Well, why doesn't he set up today with his buddies what time they're going to do it tomorrow?
I know. This is going to take some planning and some more talks and figuring out how this is going to work smoothly. Because I can't keep adding time. I can't lay down the law and say you got 4 hours and then keep adding time throughout the day.
Do you find that you are likely to give in to tears?
No.
No?
90% of the time, if there's tears on issues or things, I don't give in. 95% of the time. I hold pretty strong on a lot of things. But when
you
it comes
gave in twice
to this,
yesterday.
When it comes to an 8-year-old that has completely had his entire social life ripped
from
him.
I'm not discounting
him,
that. I do not discount that at all.
That kind of gets to me. That pulls at my heartstrings, knowing that he has friends. That he has dear friends that he loved hanging out with the school. You know the stories. We'd hang out with mom and dad squad constantly. All those kids would play together. And now since February, he hasn't seen any of them. And he wants to play some video games with them. That's where it gets me. I'm like, all right, buddy, you need to hang with your friends
somehow.
Well, how
do you feel about that time management lesson of not playing so much in the morning then?
I like that. Yeah, we're going to have to dive. I mean, this is day two of it. Of the app. So we're going to have to tweak this quite a bit and have some conversations about you can't blow it all in the morning, man. You got to let it go throughout the day a little bit.
So he's up for 15 hours a day. Is the app the kind of thing where you can segment the day so that he knows he has 1 hour between 6 and 9 a.m.?
No. Nope.
1 hour, like between 9 and noon.
Nope. You just get a one playtime limit option. And it gives you 15-minute increments.
But that's total. So he would have to know that I'm only going to do this a little bit in the morning and a little bit midday, and then I've got more in the afternoon and evening with my friends. I think our listeners should call and talk about this and how they've handled this in their house. You are not the only household to deal with this. I mean, hell, many years ago with Dominic, I was dealing with how much he was playing flipping Nintendo. We're talking about kids in the screen time, and Jeremy's wondering, you know, how he pulls Reed away from the Nintendo Switch. Listen to this note from Angie. This will make you feel maybe a little better, just knowing what she's going through.
All right.
She says, my daughter was so hooked on Minecraft, and I didn't know how much until I started working from home. I bet that's true with a lot of parents, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you notice it then.
They didn't see
it. What are you doing all day?
She says, I took one day to not say anything and just keep track of how many hours she was on it. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Between 9 o'clock that morning and 8 o'clock that night, so 11 hours, she was playing the video game for 9 of the hours.
Wow.
9, wow. She says in all caps. I felt like the worst parent of all time, and now she's limited to 4 hours, just like Jeremy's doing, and she's acting like her entire world has come crashing down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess with Minecraft,
it's their life.
Technically it is
the world. It's an entire world,
yeah. Yeah. Angie, wow.
That's crazy. That's a lot of time. And, you know, with me and Angie, we're definitely not alone. I saw this study that actually was on the news yesterday, and I saved it. It said they went out and surveyed about 1,000 kids aged 7 to 12, and they said, hey, name your favorite hobbies. Now, here's the top five, Dom. Number five was watching streaming services. Number four, video games. I'll skip three. I'll come back to that. Number two, watching YouTube videos. And number one, just watching TV. Now, if you go back to three, I'm surprised that was so high on the list, is reading books. They actually threw in a reading books between TV, YouTube, streaming, and video games.
Does it make you wonder? I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything, but does it make you wonder if the kids said that just to like not have parents and other people freak out, because maybe even they realize
I don't know
that
if 7 year olds are that wise, but
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't put it beyond them that they're like, yeah, video games, YouTube, TV. I better say I read a book
and books.
Oh man,
yeah, I know. So we like the kids like to stay inside right now, I guess.
To the phones we go. Here is Marie. Good morning, Marie. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. I was the mom stuck at home during coronavirus. We spoke at length about that.
Okay. Well, welcome back.
I'm glad you're
doing good.
What do you want to say about this?
So I have three girls. I have a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 11-year-old. And I would say that I haven't really put any time limits on. The only thing that I've done is I've put a time limit on in the evening so they can't stay up all night. But I've also put in kind of a structured day for them for this summer. So they have to do, you know, certain things at certain times. And then I just let them play at will. And I'm finding that they're playing less because I have them on sort of a schedule, but because I'm not putting limits, they're not crying about it. So they get to play and then they go outside and they, you know, jump on the trampoline or they do whatever. And then they come back in and then, you know, they'll get on, like my one daughter's on Roblox with all of her friends. And so, or Minecraft. And I'm finding that there, it's not as bad as I thought it would be because I'm not being more restrictive, if that makes sense.
Well, in a way you are, though. I mean, because if you say, hey, there's a block of time during the day where you have to do such and such chore, do this, that's the same thing as saying you got to get off the video game. It's just that rather than staring at the wall, you're filling the time.
You're accomplishing something.
And I'm glad you're doing that.
I'm with you. We have my wife and I have talked about bringing back the chore chart to our house. We used to have the chore charts up on the fridge where each kid has to accomplish stuff throughout the day before they can do something else, just to, you know, build character, basically, and have them help around the house. It's not a free ride. So we're thinking about bringing that back. Here is
Marie. Thank you for the call,
thank
by the
you,
way.
Marie.
We really appreciate that. I like that idea of setting up a schedule, a structure
I like that.
For the day. That's a great idea.
I'm down with that. Daylin just messaged me on Facebook Messenger. She says, have your son come up with a trade-off. My sister-in-law required my nieces to read for an hour, and then they gained an hour on video games. So for every hour that they read, they could have an hour of video games.
So they're negotiating is what they're doing.
That's really not bad either, because then they're getting their reading in.
Hey, life is about negotiation.
Sure,
I mean,
is.
And all relationships, whether you say it out loud or not, is relationships are all about negotiation.
Absolutely.
Even often unspoken negotiation. So,
Yep. So,
are you?
We'll see how this goes. Am I what?
Well, you have to be careful when you talk about this because you're instantly labeled either old fashioned or old or not in tune or blah, blah, blah. But,
or maybe you're more in tune to your kids and what's going on and their moods.
Well, I'm saying you're not, maybe, you know, you're. I'm saying you're not, if you are complaining about it, like I'm always, get the kids off the screens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm told, you know, you're so out of touch and you're so old, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
really?
Okay, but there's just no way in hell that science would back up that a child staring at a screen for, what did you say the average was in the trending report? 19 hours a day?
Yeah.
For people?
Mm-hmm.
People in general, not just kids. There's no way that's good for brain development. I mean, you can...
At all.
I will fight with people all day long who say, no, you don't know. It's really helping them with such and such skills. Yeah, to a degree.
And then you look over and they're mouth breathing, you know, and it's just... No, that's not good. Go outside and explore.
Angie's daughter, who wrote to us and said she spent 9 hours every day playing one video game, that will atrophy other parts of your brain.
Yes.
Particularly
yes. Your speech,
in the creative areas.
Your and creativity.
Speech, and your language
your
skills.
Thinking your, skills. I think it's going to affect pretty much everything.
I'm so at risk of sounding like I'm an old fogey, but... I'm not saying take away video games entirely, but 9 hours a day?
Yeah, that's too much. This story
Holy
also
crap.
Went on to say, don't be a hypocrite. If you're telling your kids to stay off the screens, don't be watching TV so much, this is my problem too. They can't look over and see you on your phone.
And I agree
with
that.
And see you buried in a screen too. So.
I concur.
Yeah.
Because we're all addicted to screens.
We are, man.
I'm addicted to screens. I just like to think that I'm not spending 19 hours a day on them.
And 6 minutes. 19 hours and six
right.
minutes a day is how much we're all on them.
Exactly.
Multiple screens is what they're factoring in.
Appreciate all your Facebook messages. Marie, thanks for the call. I like talking about that stuff, though. It's
real
life, man.
It is real life.